علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the 16th sermon in Nahjul Balagha, which is to do with having piety and being pious during trials and tribulations and not falling into doubts and confusion. Imam Ali alayhi salam gives this sermon after having been given paid allegiance to by the people of Medina. And he starts off his journey of leadership. Of course, he was already a deserving leader and he was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the authentic narrations that we have from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but of course, due to some issues that happened in the start of the Islamic history, after the passing away of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unfortunately, this right was not given to him. But of course, he then took over, alhamdulillah, and we are, you know, right now in. On the 19th day of the holy month of Ramadan, according to at least in some areas of the world. And this is the day when he was struck by the sword of Ibn Muljam. And of course, this was an extension of his policies in leadership, because he was very much for justice, very much for truth. And many people could not bear that justice and truth that he was embodying, and therefore they martyred him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, this particular sermon has very important points. The most important point in this sermon is to keep in mind that the way to not fall into confusion and doubt is to pay attention and take lesson from the events that happen in the world, from the events that happen to people, from the events that are happening in general, to be active in taking lessons, and such that these lessons clarify for a person the repercussions that are awaiting him in case he does a certain action. This particular state makes a person be in a state of piety. You see, piety is very strongly related to the outlook that a person builds in himself and cultivates in himself with regards to the events that happen around him. That's what builds up piety. You see, if we interpret piety as a type of awareness that a person has or should have in his actions, in his states, in his ma'rifah, in his knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every part of his existence, if that's what piety means, then these events, the contemplation on the events that happen in around the world, are what bring about this piety. Because then a person is able to discover and see that this world and the events of this world are only a shadow of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are nothing in themselves. They are all being planned and programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are all based on certain general principles that we call sunnatullah, that are basically those general divine principles that govern how societies interact and what kind of things happen to the societies depending on what actions they perform. So this type of attitude then makes a person have that understanding and awareness about the presence of God in every aspect of his life. And this is what leads to taqwa. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, when a person gets this awareness of what we call taqwa, which can be interpreted as an awareness, or it can also be interpreted as a type of fear and humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however it is interpreted, what we're trying to say is that this attitude that a person has, this outlook that a person has towards the events of the world, cultivate this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. And this awareness and understanding and this ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in the heart of a person, that we call taqwa, then prevents a person from falling into the pits of confusion and doubt. What we would summarize as a confusion or a doubt is when a person doesn't actually have that depth to see the will of God and the actions of God in the events of this world. But a person just sees that fake grandeur, sparkle and glamour of the world, and gets, therefore, the kind of gets confused when those events happen, and is not able to see the reality of that event properly. This confusion is the result of not having the right ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not being able to see that reality in those social events. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the depth of understanding in our interaction with the events that happen around us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar.
وَالنُّورُ مَعْنَا بَابُ الْعُلُومِ
مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه